Hi everyone, it's Rich here and I am up in Cumbria today, just outside Carlisle as part of my national lead role for the Strengthening DPULOs programme. And I'm here at Cumbria Centre for Independent Living and I'm here with one of our ambassadors, which is Tom. Hello Tom.
Hello Rich, welcome to Cumbria.
Thank you very much, how are you?
I'm fine.
I found it quite funny, I arrived at the train station yesterday and I saw two signs. One was for Botchgate or something, is that right?
Botchergate.
Botchergate, yeah. And another one was for the North. Which I thought was I thought I was in the north.
No, the north goes much further north.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Once you get over the wall.
Okay, you know. I see. But I think it also said friendly border town. I like the idea that they called it friendly because that implies that at some points it may not have been friendly.
Over the years, it's been unfriendly. It's been Scottish and English, and English and Scottish. And
got you. But in person, everyone's been very friendly. Which
it's
is
a lovely
really
town.
Nice.
You can tell I'm not from this part of the world, but Cumbria is a lovely, friendly place.
I know. But it's been great here today, and we've been talking a little bit about the programme and all of that stuff. So, if I may, could I ask, why were you interested in becoming an ambassador?
I've been very interested and involved in the ULOs, DP ULOs, for 25 years, really. I've been disabled for 25 years and got involved in the user-led movement very, very early on in my disability career, I suppose you might call it, and quickly recognised the value of the sort of peer support that ULOs can give and the value of the experience that's held within ULOs. And I've just left work with the local authority. I was a development manager with social services, working with ULOs, funnily enough, and I saw the advert for this job, and it just seemed like an ideal way to carry on my passion for getting ULOs into the centre of decision making and policy making, and something to keep the grey cells going and keeping myself interested in something that's been a passion for years, really.
Brilliant. That sounds fantastic. And in terms of you know, what you'd hope this programme might do, you know, by the time it finishes in 4 years' time, what difference do you hope it might have made?
I think my hope is that the voice of real disabled people will be heard in government where decisions are made, and heard in the wider world where decisions that affect us are made. We've talked a bit today about the health service and other parts of society that aren't just social care. I mean, there's much more to living life as a disabled person than social care.
That's right. We were talking a little bit about things like hate crime and about Health Watch and access to work and some of that stuff as well. So there's lots for us to be getting on with.
There's lots to be going on with. I mean, there's overt hate crime, and then there's the current passion for some tabloids, for example, to misrepresent disabled people. I noticed they expressed the other day saying that 75% of people who are sick are faking it.
Yeah.
And I did think it was a bit like, you know, nobody mentions they've changed the rules. You know, if the narrowed goalposts, if the FA narrowed goalposts by 5 feet next week, would everyone who scored the goal before then be cheats? Of course they wouldn't. So we've a lot to do. It's an interesting and challenging time for disabled people, I think.
Absolutely, but it's great to have you on board as an ambassador. Really looking forward to working
I'm
with
looking
you
forward to it.
Over the next few years, and hopefully, if you don't mind, I'll get you to do lots more audio booths and videos, maybe.
That's great. Do I get to have a sash and a supply of those chocolates that ambassadors give out?
If you'd like to have one, you'd be most welcome. All right, cheers, Tom. We'll speak again soon.